With that being said, it is time for us to join Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio with Thorin Christendotter, who joins us on a Tuesday morning here. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You got your snow shovel already?
No, but the kids are excited.
I know. When you, I even have a 4x4, but now, because I've got arthritic knees, I'm just going to come in before it gets too deep. I'm not going to, if I have to come in the evening, because it's just hard for me to get around with the arthritic knees and possibly 10 inches of snow on the ground. So
I hear you.
You know, the older you get, the little wiser you get in your discretion. It takes a while. You know, it's funny. We're talking about winter weather, and who knows if we get enough snow, it might even hold through Christmas. But you've got your holiday edition, of course, out. One of the things I wanted to go to was the article on the sports enthusiast, because the sports enthusiast, you know, years ago, when you said sports enthusiast, it was very limited, but now it's not limited. There are so many different things that so many different sports that so many people like to do. It's almost like a great holiday gift idea for people that know somebody that likes sports.
That was John's idea with it. But especially this year, people are really into sports and outdoor sports. So John had a great idea to kind of, you know, help folks who are looking for gift ideas for the sports enthusiasts, because there's so much to do, you know, to get them not just a gift, a thing, but an experience. And around here, we got plenty of options.
Well, no, what's interesting in your article, you go on to point out in the article that, there's just a, for people that do the summer sports or the sports that they could do outside, golfers and tennis, yeah, that's a sport. Winter sports, of course, we all know about the winter sports that everybody loves around here. But then again, you also go into hunters, fishermen, the new thing, which is available now out of West Cornwall, e-bikes, and also you can never go wrong, and you're right, you've got a little paragraph here, you can never go wrong with apparel.
Hey, you got to dress the part, you know, so you can't just go into the tennis court in any shoes. You need the right shoes and you need the right equipment and the right clothing. So, you know, there are lots of options for any sports enthusiast. And, you know, right now we're going into, thanks to the storm coming, we have the skiers and the snowboarders are very excited. You know, it's hunting season right now and folks need, you can always use new equipment.
And we have enough businesses around here that also print their own T-shirts, whether it's football, baseball, racquetball, whatever, tetherball. You can. I know over the years I've received different really nice T-shirts and actually team jerseys as a Christmas present. And you know what? Not that I wear them a lot, but it's nice. I mean, I do have my Giant stuff that I get hung on the wall, my golf stuff and stuff like that. So there is a lot out there for people. And you know what's great about it? It's all local. That's another thing. You don't have to go to Amazon or to some big market store. You can get the stuff locally.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just a Millerton, Sal, the T-shirt farm, he's got some sports apparel, and I know at my house we have a lot of Buccaneer stuff. So
there you go. So there you go. So now we go from there to a great story on a place that we've been giving free underwriting announcements since they really started, because they're such dedicated people, and times are really tough, especially for 501c3s and nonprofits. But that's Dewey Memorial Hall in Sheffield. And if you've never been there inside, it really is a great venue to see stage readings, music. I mean, it can hold numerous events.
Yeah, CB, he proposed this to me, and I thought it was a great story to have in this issue, but I haven't actually been there myself, and I felt that he gives a nice history of it, and then, you know, what they have done, what they do, and of course, you know, how COVID has affected them. And just like you said, a lot of the not-for-profits and kind of event venues are having a really hard go at it right now. And I mean, you and I talked about it last month about Berkshire Children's Chorus. You know, these types of organizations are having a, you know, even though some of them have pivoted, it's still a challenging time. And I think it's important to share their stories and try to help them through this difficult time.
Well, there's certain things that you can only pivot so far, and especially if you're a space that's beautiful indoors. I mean, they've had everything there from weddings to art shows to music, like I said, and goes on. But because it's inside, it's really hard to pivot, and we found that out with a lot of these I'll call music halls or community halls throughout the tri-state region, is it's tough out there. And look at the Chance in Poughkeepsie. The Chance in Poughkeepsie, when I lived in the Hudson Valley, the place you wound up at was the Chance. And they're now up for sale for like $1.5 million. It's, you know, we've got to support these nonprofits in any way you can. And if you've never been inside Dewey Hall, you can look them up on the web and take a look inside it. It is a very unassuming place from the outside, but boy, does it supply a great bang for the buck inside for people that want to put on productions and do music shows and alike. Next story, my tacky tree of gratitude.
Dominique has a great sense of humor. She wanted to do a little bit of an unconventional piece for us for the holidays, and she's had, you know, a number of challenges through the years, and so she kind of put that into this with, you know, even her tacky tree that is, you know, ridiculous in so many ways. It brings her so much joy in a very different way, in a way that truly does matter during the holidays. So she kind of wanted to, in a funny way, you know, focus back to, you know, us realizing, you know, also, or helping, you know, the readers realize that there are very simple things that can make the huge difference during the holidays, and, you know, what our focus should really be. I won't give the whole thing away, but obviously, you know, part of that is this tacky tree that she speaks of.
All right. Next year, what you have to put in this holiday issue is you got to do a story on Festivus. Because Festivus, of course, is December 23rd. Festivus for the rest of us. Finally, we'll wrap up with the Great Mountain Forest Witch Hazel, Homegrown Magic.
Yeah, Mary O'Neill, she not just writes for us, but she also works for Great Mountain Forest. And so she had a nice little piece that about what they're doing there. Actually, they do quite a bit there, but this focuses on their witch hazel. And, you know, this time of year they harvest it, and it has many purposes. And it's also, you know, the Great Mountain Forest is also a not-for-profit. And so, you know, you and I were speaking of that just a moment ago, but they're having their own challenges. But at least, you know, Mary's doing a great job of keeping them in the everyone's eyes, and, you know, the things that they're still doing there. You know, luckily for them, they're outside and in the forest. Not that everyone can go there right now, but this way we're able to bring it, you know, a little bit of the forest to everyone, and explain about their harvesting of the witch hazel.
Well, it's funny because every once in a while we'll do announcements for the Great Mountain Forest, and people are there's still a lot of people that aren't aware what that site is and what that site does and how accessible it really is to the public. But hey, that's why we're here, to let people know that. So now, it's December 15th. What are your plans for next week? Do you want to come on next week, or do you want to take it off, seeing as it's so close to Christmas?
We can just, you know, we can keep chatting. We can talk about the holidays and January and, you know, great new things in the new year, hopefully.
All right. Well, then you're obviously well into your January issue already.
Yes, I'm almost done laying out all the editorial. We're going to start finalizing some of our ads this week as well, and I hope to have it to the printer on Friday, worst case scenario Monday, but we should have it delivered to us probably on the 31st to get it out, you know, soon after the first of the year.
Well, once again, of course, you pick it up throughout our tri-state region, Main Street Magazine, and also their companion on the web, which is mainstreetmag.com, mainstreetmag.com. Thorin, well, once again, we'll speak to you next week, okay?
Sounds great. Everyone be safe in the storm.
Yeah, you too. Take care, Thorin. That is Main Street Magazine here on Robinhood Radio. Once again, mainstreetmag.com on the web, and pick up at various locations for free throughout our tri-state region.